Although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Lord wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, what kind of caught my eye and kind of resonated in my heart was that whole invitation from Jesus to come and find rest. Now, what Jesus is talking about here is not a power nap. You know, come to me and you get a 20-minute power nap and you'll get rest. What he's talking about is when the burdens and struggles of life get overwhelming, that's when you should be coming to me. Now, this whole idea of finding rest is found in the Hebrew tradition, the religious tradition. It's rooted throughout the Old Testament. Look, for instance, in Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. That whole idea is a reminder about your relationship, that you have a relationship with God. And the word for be still is translated, you could translate it, desist, let it be. Or, for a contentious person, shut up. Knock it off. And how many times are we like that? We're that contentious child, that contentious person. You know, the one that just goes like this, and finally you have to say, shut up, in order to get him to quiet down and listen. One day I was on a retreat. I was a pastor. I was a pastor for about 10 years. I kind of neglected my relationship a little bit with Jesus. I had not taken a retreat in a couple of years. So I go on retreat. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pray with. So I do Bible roulette. Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I don't recommend that for doing a retreat. It's not a good way of doing it, but God does work through your dumb ideas sometimes. And for me, I took that as a sign to pray with that, be still and know that I am God. It took me all day. I kept sitting there with it. I spent like 3 hours in prayer every time something came up. And what was happening was all the struggles of the parish, the financial struggles, all the people that hated me because of decisions I had made, the difficulties in the school, and all those things that were weighing upon me. Those just kept coming up. And I kept bringing them to God. And I kept hearing, be still and know that I am God. And it took me to the end of the day. The sun was setting and I was just sitting there. And it was just, I'm not alone. God's with me. That's what I needed first and foremost on that retreat. To know that in these struggles, in these burdens, whatever you're going through in life, you're not going at it alone. God is there with you. God is there to help you carry that burden. And as disciples, we're called to help others carry that burden as well. There's one of Aesop's fables. It's about this man who owned this beautiful horse and this broken-down donkey. And one day he was taking a trip and he took the horse and he saddled him and he got on it. And on the donkey, he placed all the provisions, which was a heavy load. And the donkey looked at the horse and said, "Please help me carry this burden and I will get stronger and I'll be able to take the whole thing. But for now, can you just help me?" And the horse says, "I cannot. I'm better than that. That's your burden to carry." And so as they continue on to the trip, the donkey died. And Aesop said that the owner took the burden of all the provisions that the donkey was carrying, put it on the horse, as well as the carcass of the donkey as well. And the horse said to himself, "Alas, if I had only helped carry the burden, my share of the burden, I wouldn't have the whole of it for myself." So as I read today's gospel, what I hear in my heart, God has an invitation for all of us. "Come to me, all those who labor, and you will find rest." Maybe God's even saying to maybe some of us here, "Shut up," as a way of getting our attention. And to know we don't have to go through life alone, that God's with us every step of the way.